A swirling vortex had opened in the center of the game's monitor, and it was sucking in bits of trash, paper cups, bowling shoes, everything that wasn't nailed down, including me. As my avatar neared it, I reflexively reached out and grabbed the joystick of a time pilot machine. My feet were instantly lifted off the floor as the vortex continued to pull my avatar inexorably toward it. At this point, I was actually grinning in anticipation. I was all prepared to pat myself on the back because I'd mastered Black Tiger long ago during the first year of the hunt. In the years prior to his death, when Halliday had been living in seclusion, the only thing he'd posted on his website was a brief looping animation. It showed his avatar, Anorak, sitting in his castle's library, mixing potions and poring over dusty spellbooks. This animation had run on a continuous loop for over a decade until it was finally replaced by the scoreboard on the morning Halliday died. In that animation, hanging on the wall behind Anorak, you could see a large painting of a black dragon. Gunters had filled countless message board threads arguing about the meaning of the painting, about what the black dragon signified, or whether it signified anything at all. But I'd been sure of its meaning from the start. In one of the earliest journal entries in Anorak's almanac, Halliday wrote that whenever his parents would start screaming at each other, he would sneak out of the house and ride his bike to the local bowling alley to play Black Tiger, because it was a game he could beat on just one quarter. AA23-234. For one quarter, Black Tiger lets me escape from my rotten existence for 3 glorious hours. Pretty good deal. Black Tiger had first been released in Japan under its original title, Buraku Doragon, Black Dragon. The game had been renamed for its American release. I'd deduced that the black dragon painting on the wall of Anorak's study had been a subtle hint that Buraku Doragon would play a key role in the hunt. So I'd studied the game until, like Halliday, I could reach the end on just one credit. After that, I continued to play it every few months just to keep from getting rusty. Now, it looked as if my foresight and diligence were about to pay off. I was only able to hold on to the Time Pilot joystick for a few seconds. Then, I lost my grip, and my avatar was sucked directly into the Black Tiger game's monitor. Everything went black for a moment. Then I found myself in surreal surroundings. I was now standing inside a narrow dungeon corridor. On my left was a high gray cobblestone wall with a mammoth dragon skull mounted on it. The wall stretched up and up, vanishing into the shadows above. I couldn't make out any ceiling. The dungeon floor was composed of floating, circular platforms arranged end to end in a long line that stretched out into the darkness ahead. To my right, beyond the platform's edge, there was nothing, just an endless, empty black void. I turned around, but there was no exit behind me, just another high cobblestone wall stretching up into the infinite blackness overhead. I looked down at my avatar's body. I now looked exactly like the hero of Black Tiger. A muscular, half-naked barbarian warrior dressed in an armored thong and a horned helmet. My right arm disappeared in a strange metal gauntlet from which hung a long, retractable chain with a spiked metal ball on the end. My right hand deftly held 3 throwing daggers. When I hurled them off in the black void at my right, 3 more identical daggers instantly appeared in my hand. When I tried jumping, I discovered that I could leap 30 feet straight up and land back on my feet with cat-like grace. Now I understood. I was about to play Black Tiger all right, but not the 50-year-old 2D side-scrolling platform game that I had mastered. I was now standing inside a new, immersive, 3-dimensional version of the game that Halliday had created. My knowledge of the original game's mechanics, levels, and enemies would definitely come in handy, but the gameplay was going to be completely different, and it would require an entirely different set of skills. The first gate had placed me inside one of Halliday's favorite movies, and now the second gate had put me inside one of his favorite video games. While I was pondering the implication of this pattern, a message began to flash on my display. Go! I looked around. An arrow etched into the stone wall on my left pointed the way forward. I stretched my arms and legs, cracked my knuckles, and took a deep breath. Then, readying my weapons, I ran forward, leaping from platform to platform to confront the first of my adversaries.